It was a wedding that brought me to Cromer. Lucy and George got married, and I was the surprise guest, after the Pimms and before Laurie McMenaby did a Q&A. We had a lot of fun, actually, with Mallet's Mallet and Itsy Bitsy, and we were back to being 8 years old again. Cromer was a delight, like holiday resorts are in our memory. We arrived by train, like they did in the olden days, and walked to our hotel by the seaside, overlooking the pitch and putt, near the pier, where everyone gathers to catch crabs. Cromer crabs, the place is famous for them. And also, good waves for bodyboarding, and a horse and carriage ride, which we did, and waved to everyone. People automatically waved back, and then went, "Hang on, that's Timmy Mallet." We sent a picture text to our mate in California, a photo of the high slide and the kiddies roundabout, and he replied an hour later by text from Mumbai. Wow, now that's a different sort of postcard. It reminded me of Whackaday postcards. Each week we used to do a chart rundown of Britain's most popular holiday resorts, as decided by where the postcards had come from. We got thousands of them every week, and Norfolk was always on the list. Hunstanton, Wells next the sea, Great Yarmouth, the Norfolk Broads, and Cromer. One of them made the chart each week. And then other places that weren't seaside resorts joined in, and we asked for the country's most boring postcards one week. The winner was the roundabout at Wolverhampton. I don't know if you can get postcards like this anymore, and if anyone still sends them. But we bought some rock, caught 3 crabs in an hour or so, and ate Cromer crab thermidor after bodyboarding the East Beach. And we admired the skills of Cromer's lifeboatmen in the museum. Hey, we even won a tattoo sleeve and 100 tickets on the slot machines. It's a top place, Cromer. And I'd like to thank Lucy and George for getting married and bringing me to a wonderful part of the country to share in their special day. And it's still the perfect way to arrive by train, with the smell of the sea and the call of the gulls, and be reminded that British seasides are a treat like no other anywhere in the world.